Hello, my spooky friends. This is John from Dairyland Frights. And welcome to the first episode of Nightland Frights. These episodes will only cover the most creepy, spooky, and mysterious stories of the internet from my guest on Dairyland Frights, as well as original writing from myself and other writers that I invite to give me their work so I can scare you. So remember, run, hide, scream, repeat. So welcome to the first story where some nurses are, let's just say, having some issues with the dead and the paranormal.
I'm a psychiatric nurse, and early in my career, I worked at a residential mental health facility. One of our residents was an elective mute, which means that he didn't, wouldn't, couldn't talk, but there were no medical reasons as to why. He had spoken earlier in his life and seemed quite normal back then, except for being close to 7 feet tall. He'd been raised in the Deep South and joined the military when he was 19, but one night he vanished. He was declared AWOL, and eventually he was declared missing and dead. 10 years later, a 7-foot-tall man walked into a VA, hospital emergency room in my part of the Midwest, and said to the receptionist, "My name is Marian Duchina, not the real name, and I've been dead for 10 years. Those were the last words he ever spoke. He was covered with dust, and he was wearing the same clothes he'd been reported to be wearing the night he vanished. His social security number had not been used, and he had no identification on his person. However, they were able to identify him, I guess via fingerprints. The family was notified, but they said they had already grieved their lost man, and that whoever was claiming to be him simply could not be. They demanded not to be contacted again." Marian paced all day, every day, moving his mouth that looked like talking or muttering, but no sound came out. He had an unnerving habit of throwing his head back with his mouth wide open as if he were laughing heartily, but not even a breath could be heard. If I talked to him, he appeared to listen, periodically throwing his head back in that laughter-mimicking way of his. Various medications were tried, but they did not affect him either positively or negatively. Occupational therapy did nothing because Marian would just grin, and unless told to stay put, he'd get up and start pacing again. On my last day at that job, the last thing I saw was Marian pacing in the parking lot, throwing his head back to laugh. Later, I wondered if all along I'd been dealing with a ghost. All these years later, I still don't know.
Did that story scare you about the dead? Well, if that didn't, what about a story about a demon?
I worked as a forensic nurse in a hospital's lockup unit. We had one older lady who swore she was being haunted and abused by a demon she would call Tiberius. So many crazy things happened while she was on the unit. We'd go into the room, do normal care, leave, and seconds later she'd start screaming bloody murder. We'd run into the room to find her looking like she'd been in a fight with a boxing champ. Bloody lip, black eye, markings all over her body. No one ever saw her doing this stuff to herself. Things would get moved around the room by themselves. At one point, she was in protective restraints because the doctor thought she was hurting herself. There was no way she could have moved or done anything to herself while in these restraints. But new marks would always appear, or her tray cart would be across the room. The room was secure, so there was no way someone else was doing this. When we asked her questions, she'd just say, "It was Tiberius." After she was discharged, we always had trouble with that room. If there was going to be a rapid response or code, it happened in that room. One night, a guard reported lights blinking on and off. It was that room.
I'm here now to read the next few stories. And again, these involve nurses and nurses at night in sometimes the witching hour. So let's start with the first creepy story, Invisible Presence in the ICU. My most unsettling experience stemmed from days in the ICU, specifically within two spacious rooms previously designed for multiple patients, but for the past several decades have been repurposed for ECMO due to the necessity for ample equipment. These chambers witnesses countless moments of human fragility, have been theaters to overwhelming number of inexplicable events. Though it is common for older fixtures within the hospital to randomly malfunction, peculiar occurrences seem to haunt these rooms with a disquieting frequency. Imagine call bells that ring without a caller, televisions that flicker to life on their own, or motion-activated sanitizers and paper towel dispensers, startling the silence, reacting to an unseen presence. Occasionally, I'll have to go to investigate the source of a strange sound in these rooms. Each time I have to silence a call bell or power down a TV, a prickling awareness crawls over me, a chilling question nipping at my heels. Am I truly the only one here? One time, the mysterious culprit was actually a member of the housekeeping staff, innocently cleaning a call bell. But in other instances, I faced an empty room where the stillness spoke volumes. Each encounter without fail sends an icy shiver skating down my spine. So that was very spooky, being in those rooms all alone and things happening where you don't have the answer. So the next frightening tale is Unseen Forces at the Nursing Station. It was well past midnight, and there I was, focused on charting, alone at the nurse's station in an older nursing home. Out of nowhere, all the charts flew off the shelf and pushed it, as pushed by an invisible hand. I was out of there so fast, I snatched up my belongings and ran to the other station. Never in my career had I witnessed such an unexplainable phenomenon, especially since the shelf was perfectly intact on the wall. I insisted on company for the rest of the night. That is another spooky tale by a nurse. And now my last tale is the unsettling tale of Colleen's last escape. During my tenure as a nurse manager at a community nursing home, I encountered an inexplicable occurrence while covering for a sick supervisor during the night shift. At precisely 02:50, an unnerving symphony began as every door alarm simultaneously erupted in a frantic buzzing. Initial disbelief led me to suspect a system malfunction because The scenario of multiple residents attempting an escape seemed implausible. I rallied my team, particularly the newer members, to inspect each door. The relentless alarms persisted for an agonizing 20 minutes until a veteran CNA, certified nurse assistant, returned from her break. She assessed the chaos, the alarms, and then me. Clutching the control box and declared matter-of-factly, "Open the window! Colleen wants out." Skepticism made her insistence seem like a dark joke. But her intensifying urgency couldn't be ignored. She grew angry. "Open the window!" I opened the window. In an instant, the alarm ceased across every floor, right down to the basement, and all was quiet again. The memory sends shivers down my spine to this day, heightened by the image of an open window's curtains billowing as though a presence had swept through them, chasing an unseen escape. Colleen, as it turned out, was a sanitarian pioneer resident of our home, passing away at the age of 108. With no kin to mourn her that night, it seemed she had one last journey to make. Well, I hope you enjoyed those spooky stories, real spooky stories from trusted nurses. And this link I will put in the episode is from the Trusted Team, where you can read some other spooky stories about nurses. And again, if you have any stories that you might be a nurse or know any nurses with some spooky stories, please send them to DairylandFrights@gmail.com. So I hope you sleep with the light on tonight, and I hope you wait for the shadows to appear. And remember, run, hide, scream, repeat. Thank you for listening to Nightland Frights. Hello, my spooky friends. I've decided to scare you even more and give you a bonus from one of my episodes of Dairyland Frights, one of my guests from A Phantom Paranormal. Listen to her story about a little girl's room and a demon. Again, thank you for listening to Nightland Frights. Experiences, but while we've been talking, has anything entered your mind that you recall that has again, anything really spooky that you can remember?
Well, I did someone's apartment, and her daughter would not sleep in her room, and she's like 10 years old. And I'm like trying to figure out, why won't she sleep in her room? Yeah. And they lived there like 9 years, and she still won't sleep in her room. So I went there, did an investigation, and the second I walked into the mom's room, I felt bad energy, especially in the closet.
Okay.
And then when I walked into the daughter's room, immediately I saw a demonic creature crouching down on the daughter's bookshelf where all her stuffed animals were sitting.
Oh.
There's like a space between the stuffed animals, and that's where they were sitting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And when you say demonic,
it
how did you know
it was very interesting?
Yeah. How do you know it was demonic?
Because of the way it was, the eyes, the red eyes, and the way it was shaped, the way it was looking at me, its energy. Mm-hmm. And then I looked in the closet, and there was a tall man in there crouching.
Oh.
It wasn't really crouching. He was just kind of bent over.
Yeah.
Under the shelf.
Uh-huh.
Standing up.